Sports was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:06 in the morning. How are you doing?
That was like rapid fire.
We're in the Psychic Rate this morning. You made the coffee. I'm reacting to it. Hey, our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, hopping in our chat room. Good morning, Angel. Angel's already there.
Aww.
And Bad Bob's got a big smile on his face. What are you smiling about,
Bob? How long did the coffee and juice thing last? Or how long did the juice and tea only thing last?
It lasted till almost noon yesterday.
We found a really good place, actually, we went to that's called the Grace Place.
Oh, yeah.
Well, for tea, for loose tea.
I'm telling you what, I had tea at lunch, but I had a salad along with it. And then last night I had tea.
You did, yeah.
I found this place that has this the green tea. It's like the powdered green tea.
The Grace Place. We went there yesterday.
We'll talk about that later because we got a lot of things going. So what's the weather?
Okay, it looks like we've got 32 right now. There will be increasing clouds today with our temperatures around 61. Slight chance of showers tonight. Bring in those pads because, oh, my God, was it beautiful last night. That was, I have to go outside and look up in the sky moon. It was fabulous. Tonight, a slight chance of showers, with temperatures around 38. Looks like the forecast tomorrow is windy and Thursday night is breezy and then we get back to sunny days. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our warm friends are our good friends. Is that their slogan?
Our customers are warm friends.
Okay, and it's all RRR. And
lovely,
they're wonderful. The Kinneys.
Right.
They're spectacular. Let's go to our Wells Fargo Market Minute right now with our expert, Chris Lasondak. Good morning, Chris. What's happening on?
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl. First things first, I'd like to thank you ahead of time for broadcasting the Enterprise game Saturday night.
Oh, well, yeah. You know what? We're looking forward to that.
It's going to be a tough task, but I wish them the very best, and I hope play their hearts out.
Super.
Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into today's trading, and the markets are modestly mixed, where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 59 points at 15,935. The S&P 500 up just about 3 points at 1,784, while the NASDAQ Composite's down 4 points at 4,019. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 111 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Ford is down 90 cents at 1580, Bank of America up a nickel at 1523, Sprint's up 7 cents at 885, while Nokia is adding 29 cents at 765. Of local interest, PG&E up a nickel at $40.69, Safeway's up a penny at 32.48, Harley-Davidson down 32 cents at 66.82, and Sturm Ruger's down a quarter at 72.25. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.88%. The 2-year treasury is yielding 0.35%. Oil is up 53 cents a barrel at $98.01. And precious metals are higher, with gold up 86 cents an ounce at $1,230.46. Silver is up 8 cents at $19.95. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Yeah, go Hornets. Hey, thanks a lot, Chris. We're here with our Wells Fargo Advisors Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here. You know what? And here's a good example. Here's not only does Chris understand what's happening in Wall Street, he understands what's happening in our community. And this is the kind of people you want to have. You're going to be doing investments. You want somebody that understands who you are, who the community is, and has your best interests at heart. And they do down at our Wells Fargo Advisors. Give them a call, 243-7561. That's 243-7561. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. Yes, we're going to talk about the fact that we, KCNR 1460, is broadcasting The Enterprise Hornets Championship game presented by Farmers. You have to say that when you're talking about it. Against the Chaminade Eagles, a bunch of fellows that recruit from literally all over the United States.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. This is a private school, and they've got lots of money behind them. What do we have? We're scrappy. We'll be right back.
Extreme Hobbies is your number one source for electric and nitro RC car parts. Their new retail store is now open in the Mission Square Shopping Center on Michelli Lane. With the holidays right around the corner, now's the perfect time to stop by Extreme Hobbies and check out the best selection of RC cars, trucks, and parts. And don't forget about the new quad rotor helicopters, perfect for flying indoors or outside on a sunny Redding day. Give them a call at 355-2520. Extreme Hobbies, where the customer is number one.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on it.
No. You go ahead. You know me. I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made it help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good.
It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusty wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at NOVB.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio at KCNI 1460. Carl Linda Bott.
Do you know what the name of this song is?
7:13 in the morning, 32 degrees out there.
Dirty Laundry. Is Dirty Laundry by the Eagles.
Bob? Does that mean something, Bob?
It was actually Don Henley on his solo career that your point is taken.
Oh, okay.
Love, you know what?
Kind of a slam on the media.
Yeah. All right, we're going to be saying this a lot this week, but at 3 p.m. on Saturday, KCNR 1460 and Nate Abarea, who has been the focal point for our sports here and for the last 6 months, is going to be down in Carson, California, and he will be bringing live to the airwaves up here in Redding and Shasta County and all this.
On KCNR 1460 AM.
The football game between the Enterprise Hornets and the Chaminade Eagles, presented by Farmers. Anyway, I don't know, we have to, cause, you know, whatever they're saying. We really want to thank the people that support us, but Five Star Bank really stepped up on this one, because you have this exorbitant cost you have to pay to CIF to do this, even if you are if you're just doing it radio. I don't even know what it would be for TV and all this. It might be higher, but thanks a lot to Five Star Bank, Eric Wittstrom, and the people there for stepping up for this, and the other people that are all putting or helping to bring this to everybody. You know, we're not looking.
And as we get closer to the game, we'll bring up the names of the other sponsors.
Because people are coming in right now with it. But it's just been great. I mean, we just really appreciate it because, you know, what we're trying to do is just cover the expenses here if we can. Just so because this is the right thing to do. This is our team. This is a Reading North State team. And I, you know, at the playoffs, you had all the other high schools there wearing their colors, but they were behind Enterprise. And that's the way it should be. And I wish that we could just take all of us down there for the night there in Carson.
How exciting.
Oh yeah, Chaminade's not going to be an easy game, but we're scrappy. We've got it. We've got the coach was on last night on Nate's show. It's going to be a great game. The Clover Fire, that tragic Clover Fire, as it turns out, was arson.
Okay.
And they've arrested somebody.
So.
They said it was, they suspected it then, that there were fires being set out there.
It's like murder. It is murder.
It is.
Might as well walk into a shopping mall and start firing around.
Yeah, it's a feeling of, where do you go in your mind to have, you know, and I know that there are psychologists and experts that deal with arsonists. So I'm curious, who is this guy? And what was on his mind to be?
Well, I don't know. The suspect, and that's what it is. He's a suspect. Zane Wallace Peterson of Happy Valley has been accused of starting two small blazes that joined and erupted into the fatal Clover Fire. 59-year-old Brian Henry died. 60 homes burnt. 130 other buildings. 8,000 acres. And I'm going to go into the cost, but it was, of course, into the millions to fight this fire. The worst, of course, part is that people lost everything, and Mr. Henry lost his life. And this guy is a former firefighter. So, I think it was out of Cal Fire.
We've heard about this before.
He worked for the Mendocino National Forest at one time.
We've heard about this before. Anyway, you know, at this time of year, I think we all, especially, I don't know what it is about women, and you know what it is, Carl. There's certain things that you have that your father gave you, like his watch, or you have the flag, you know, from his, when he passed away and he was a World War II vet. Just things that really are meaningful to you. And women,
you can't replace China.
Our crystal or whatever it is that's been passed down that, you know, from generations. The little things, and they go up in flame, and I don't think we really realize that, you know, we think, oh, fire, at least you have your life. Well, on some levels, a lot of your life and the memories are wrapped up in these little things that you can touch and look at that are part of, it's like losing a thing, a being, an animal. It's losing something that you love and you cherish. So, I think it's tragic.
It's one thing, you know, you've got your house and your house, and you know, our firemen come out there and can fight the fire, and, you got a lot of smoke damage, and, you know, you got a room that's burnt out and all that because you live in town. But, you know, you lose your house totally,
and its contents. And
losing the contents, yes, and all that. But, you know, the pets, the animals that died out there too, all these things. And, you know, in fire season, and Bob, hop in this, because your wife is so involved in this, in firefighting. You know, being the predictor,
well,
weather predictor.
She provides so much
information is that this year, this, we could have a fire season this year that's just going to be worse than anything unless we start getting some rain.
The pattern is shaping up very much like 1977-78, where we had an extremely dry December, January. That's the season that sort of recharges our snowpack. It's what puts in the groundwater. It rebuilds the aquifers from summer. And that's not happening this time around. It got cold and the upper slopes froze before anything fell on them. So that water's not going to soak in. We were very dry last summer. And if something doesn't happen drastic in the next few months, it's going to be a very ugly 2014 in the North State firewise.
And you remember, you know, even in a good year, it's tough.
Well,
but remember back in 2008 when we had, it was 2008? It was 2008.
That was the lightning event.
The lightning event. We had 800 fires or 8,000 fires
going. There were 5,000. 1,000 starts. I'll have to look up the exact stat. But well, it was a tough year.
It wouldn't be the first. I mean, hopefully, maybe we'll have a wet March and an April, and it just rains and
January,
rains.
January, February, and March.
Love it. Okay, now, changing subject really fast. We have a winner. Did you go yesterday? Were you one of the people yesterday that felt like you had to get your chance for the Mega Million? Millions, Mega Millions, 636 million Mega Jackpot. I want to hear.
Let's talk about that after the break because we were. Our friends
at Tobacco and Brew
were happy to see us. We'll be right back. Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
I'm Jake Ryan. I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to out in Corning. I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh yeah, I heard it on the internet. Without question, it's going to be the first element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, be more than happy to answer any questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at jake@thepreparedpatriot.com. You know, the funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall, In Salmo Vineyards and Estate Granite. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m. right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
Hey, well, all right. Hey, Ernie.
What?
Hey, it's time for Swap and Sell.
Swap and Sell? What's that?
Yeah, it's Ernie and Dave's Swap and Sell every Saturday morning.
Can I sell my car?
You can sell anything you want. You can give it away. You can swap it.
Can I have a community event?
Yeah, community event, fundraiser.
Can I have a garage sale?
You can have a garage sale. Any kind of event you have going on, you call us.
Where?
Right here at 605-4567.
You mean here in KCNR 1460?
Every Saturday from 7 to 8 a.m. Listen for Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave, your North State Swap and Sell.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Currently 32 degrees in the downtown studios. How are you on this 18th? Don't do the countdown for the, please. It starts to hyperventilate when you start to think about the countdown.
There's only 7 days left.
I had to get that in there, didn't you?
You know, if you're a man, you know, here's one of the great things about being a man. On December 24th, you can walk into a store, have 15 relatives, 5 kids, and 4 others you have to buy for. You can be out of that store in 22 minutes and got something for everybody.
Well, you know what? We could do that too.
It's
just
a
all
great
of a sudden
about-
you'd go like, well, where's the tree? Where is everything? You say, well, I'm going to be like a man and wait till Christmas Eve. Here's the decorations. You do it.
Okay.
It's amazing. I love to watch this.
The show
is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are our warm friends.
No, it's not.
Well, the weather's brought to you by increasing clouds today with temperatures around 61, slight chance of showers tonight at 38. I started off by saying, how are you with this 32?
You know, what I'd really like to do is thank Tobacco and Brew for being our sponsors.
Bob's over there cracking up.
They're bringing this on.
Is it working? I'm not sure if it's working.
You just turned this off right there.
Yep.
You know what?
No, you were still broadcasting it.
You just turned off my
little. All right, go ahead.
2143 Hilltop Drive. If you needed something, you know, yesterday we almost, you know what? I tried to make Tobacco and Brew happy by buying some tickets there. Exorbitant amount, but you know, some, and I'm thinking that, and I also was going to make Chris Lasondak and the people down at our Wells Fargo Advisors really happy this morning and several others, and I was going to paint the town red here, and which you probably wouldn't want, but that's okay. But Tobacco and Brew, discounts for veterans, Espresso Joe's, of course, and just outstanding walk-in humidor. Okay, so I didn't win, you didn't win, but two people won.
San Jose.
Yeah, anyway.
San Jose. Hey. $1 million for the people who sold the ticket.
That's cool, too. I like that. Hey, two things. One, the budget passed in the Senate, it looks like. There's increased and intense anger from veterans groups about the loss of that cost of living allowance percent to those already retired. And this is already retired through medical, which could mean loss of limbs or whatever. They don't get that. They don't get that in this bill. Now, the Senate has vowed to fight it. I don't know what they're going to do. The Senate Armed Forces Committee says we're going to reinstate that. The point about it is I realize that they want to pass the budget. We haven't had a budget in such a long time, and actually, you know, a bipartisan budget. What a big step forward, you know, with a bunch of yahoos we have out there that won't talk to each other. However, doing it this way, taking it for veterans who have already retired, doesn't affect me. But I can say this because I'm over a certain age. But what about all those ones that retire and they've been, you know, they're expecting something like this every year because the cost of living goes up every year and they just pulled 1% about it? Oh, it's not going to start till 2016. Or, for, you know, 2016 or 15. You know, the point is that you did. You did it. Let's go to the phones. Coach Bob.
Morning.
Hey, good morning. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year and all that.
Merry Christmas.
Are you playing your trumpet or your horn around town?
Well, I am on my way to the Shasta Nutrition Center as we speak to set up the band, and we're going to entertain for 2.5 hours this morning and do our thing, sing some Christmas songs.
Oh.
Toot some music, that kind of deal.
Love it.
I have a Christmas wish.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, it isn't for you guys. It's for the public in general. I've had two encounters recently after dark with bicyclists wearing complete black and no reflectors whatsoever.
Ooh.
Almost caught me one last night.
Wow.
And a couple of days ago, I'm coming around a turn by my home, and it's after dark, and at the last second, I see this guy's hand out with his thumb hitchhiking. My lights illuminated his hand. He was wearing the darkest clothes I've ever seen. He was right on the edge of the highway. Almost got me another one. Man, that's scary.
It is.
We have just, you know, that happened the other day. We were driving back, and I agree with you 100%. There's no reflectors on their bikes, or they're walking down the street dressed in dark, and there's no streetlights. I mean, what are you supposed to do?
Well, what should we do? Should we have some kind of code where we roll down the window and flash a light on them and say, you know, do we have the cops? I mean, with all the things that they do they pull them over and say, you got to have reflectors on? We've come very close. A couple walking with their dog, and that's two people who came around the corner. We absolutely pitch black. And then the other one, if it hadn't been for the dog's eyes glowing in the headlight, and then the other one, a couple we've had on bikes as well, and we're coming up on the back side of them, and it's just, whoa. You know,
it scares me half to death. I can just see the headlines, you know, trumpet player killed somebody on a bike, and I don't need that. The man that nobody, that dead person doesn't need it either, and they're going to be dead because I'm flying down the road. Come on.
You know, the only thing I can think about doing, Coach Bob, and this may sound silly, but, you know, is that, you know, these little reflector strips that you can, you know, like you can put around your wrist or something like that. If you're going by somebody like that, did you stop and say, hey, look, you need to put this on or you're going to get killed? And, you know, of course that happens. They jump in the car with you, pull a knife and stab you 12 times. So you've got a different problem, but I don't know what to do about it because, and then you're right. I mean, you don't see them, they're right on the edge, you hit them, it's, oh, you hit somebody. Well, yeah, but how could you see them out here? So.
Yeah, and nobody wants to go through that, especially the person that gets hit. But it's a double injury because it injures both parties.
Right.
In different ways.
It does.
I guess the only thing we can do is just be absolutely vigilant because they're not.
That's right. And that's a good, that's good for a shout out to everybody is that watch the sides of the roads because, and here's the other thing is they're coming down the street sometimes on a, off a hill like where we live and they're on a bike and they're doing 25 miles an hour you don't see them. And then you're getting ready to turn and you could just, you know, you could clobber one that way. So
last but not least, I told you this before, Friday I'm leaving for San Diego to Saturday watch my stepson be commissioned in the U.S. Navy as an ensign. That's a proud moment, I want to tell you.
Well, congratulations. It is a proud moment. And thank you so much, Coach Bob. And thank him for his service to the country.
Merry Christmas, our friend.
Wish him all a Merry Christmas.
I'm going to embarrass him.
Do that. Do that.
Bye-bye, guys.
All right. Thanks a lot, Coach Bob. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We have Sam Paredes from the Gun Owners of California is joining us right after this break.
Mom of four young boys, and most days are crazy, wild, full of energy in Boyland. And although my daily routine changes, there's not one day that goes by that I don't use the word no. Am I mean? Am I trying to torture my kids? Am I a killjoy? Actually, I'm the complete opposite. I love fun. I love crazy. I love spontaneity. But what I don't love is an unprotected love. I don't like having to say yes to things when I don't know the overall cost. I don't like leaving my boys vulnerable. I don't like things that can hurt them or wound them or worse off, end up leaving them with life-altering pain. Why? Because I made a commitment to them from the moment I conceived them to protect them, keep them safe, and nurture them into adulthood. And God did the exact same thing for you. He has a no, but more importantly, he has a huge yes over your life. I love the quote that says, when God gives you a no, give him a thank you. He was protecting you from less than his best. Have you ever stopped to think about why God says no to you? Is he a mean guy up in heaven trying to spoil your fun? The Bible says that God has a huge yes before he ever had a no. His first yes went something like this. Yes, I will be your dad. Yes, I will protect you. Yes, I will love you. Yes, I will give you my very best. I'm Havila Cunnington with Moral Revolution. To find out more about us, visit morerevolution.com today.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it six times, but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck? He asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR, 7:34 in the morning, currently 32 degrees on the 18th. Of this beautiful month of December. This portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite. And by the way, Thursday night for On the Spot with Linda Bott, I've got Mike Hoover on. I'm excited to hear about what he's been up to. Evidently, He's been buying lots of tile and doing all kinds of extra, you know, he's such an artist. But this portion of the show is brought to you by State Granite. And they, in fact, I'm so looking forward to, we have the smoker, the Lucky Smoker, right? And
which is a barbecue.
Absolutely.
Event.
Exactly. He said that he did a 23-pound turkey on his smoker, Lucky Smoker. If you drive by the Enjoy store, you'll see him out in front. But he does granite kitchens, bathroom makeovers, and what we call forever furniture. Give Mike a call. He really is a guy with integrity. He's going to do a great job. 241-7866 at State Granite.
All right. Let's go to our guest, Sam Paredes, the executive director, if I can say that, of the Gun Owners of California, or am I getting close?
Good morning.
You got it. Right on the hit the nail on the head.
Well, it's only been like eight times. I should be able to get it, but you keep changing your name, I think, really. Hey, Sam, something, you know what, somebody wrote a letter to the editor today in the Record Searchlight. And one of the things he said was, and I don't know if exactly it's true, but it said that in New York, they had passed a new ordinance in 2010, and it just had begun enforcing it. The ordinance takes aim at the owners of shotguns and rifles capable of holding more than five rounds, and demanding that the guns be surrendered, altered, or taken out of the city. Had you heard that?
Yes, we have, and they are actually confiscating shotguns in the city of New York, the state of New York, because of the registration system that they have there. So they are clamping down. Mayor Bloomberg and the folks that are in charge there are actually taking guns away.
Well, Bloomberg's, I don't think he's there anymore, but the guy they just elected is just, I think, just as socialist as he is.
That's correct.
Okay, now, I had also heard that I was told by somebody that should know, that one of the laws that was passed has something to do with not being able to have 20-round magazines or magazines over 10 rounds.
Yeah, the bill that was passed, AB 48, what it does is it says that if you have a collection of parts, what has always been known as a magazine repair kit, in other words, there are millions of legally owned so-called high-capacity magazines in the state of California right now. Handguns, AR-15s and mini-14s, all kinds of so-called high-capacity magazines. And the anti-gunners don't realize that magazines actually wear out. They break, they bend, the feed lips get weak, or the springs will break, and you can buy parts to repair them, and that's legal. Well, now this new bill says that if you have a collection of parts that can be assembled into a high-capacity magazine, you're in possession of illegal parts. And we just don't know how the Attorney General is going to interpret that. Does that mean that if you have a replacement body for a magazine that you own right now, the fact that you have other magazines that are legal for you to possess, but if you were to take those apart, you have a collection of parts that you can assemble into this new body and make a brand new magazine, is that going to be illegal? We just don't know how the Attorney General is going to implement this law. It's very vague, and it's going to put our people into a lot of jeopardy.
Okay, but there's no like direct one that says if you own a magazine over the over 10 rounds that you've got to turn it in or destroy it. Or
no,
anything.
No, we actually stopped that bill from making it to the governor's desk. So
okay.
That is not going to go into effect. As a matter of fact, the only things that will go into effect January 1st will be three safe storage bills, laws that will require us to keep our guns in safes, locked up in our homes. One bill.
Is that period? Wait a minute. Is that period? You've got to keep every one of the weapons you have in your home locked up in your safe, period. I mean, you can't have one.
The authors of the bill would say that that isn't all of them, but in fact, the laws say yes. If you have children, or if you reasonably believe that children might have access to your home, you must have these guns locked up in a safe or locked up with trigger locks. If you know or reasonably should know that a prohibited person, somebody who has a felony in their record and is ineligible to own guns, may come to your home and may be in your home or reside in your home or visit your home. You have to have your guns locked up. And then there's another bill that says that if you don't have your guns locked up, and somebody finds that they were not locked up and reports you, that you're going to be in violation of the law. In other words, if you have a house fire in your home and the firemen, when they put the fire out, they see that there was a gun in a drawer that wasn't locked up. If they were to report it to the police, that could be a violation of the law and you could be charged with a crime. So yeah, it's a mess. In essence, the combination of these three bills says that, yeah, you have to have all your guns locked up in a safe in your home. So that's clearly a violation of the Heller decision, Heller versus Washington, D.C. But, you know, the other side is saying, well, whatever you say, so what? We'll see you in court. We'll fight it out in court.
Yeah, and, you know, Bloomberg and many others like that have got more, you know, they're more than happy to keep throwing millions at it. But then sure. Again, the gun owners are more than happy to spend millions fighting it, too. So,
well, we'd prefer to spend that money on things like, our churches, our families, yeah. Our work, and our vacations, our fun.
More ammo.
But if they're going to force us to do it, you know we will.
All right.
And that's exactly what we're doing.
Hey, Sam Paredes, executive director of the Gun Owners of California, is our guest. He's giving us an update of what's happening in Sacramento. We're going to take a quick break here. But, Sam, we get back. Can you talk to us about what's the latest in Sacramento that you're picking up on? The fact is that Governor Brown did veto, you know, a number of bills, but we know mm-hmm. that they don't go away. And can you tell right. us at the beginning of this coming year, mm-hmm. you know, the session's out right now, we're semi-safe, what their plans are when they come back?
Sure.
Okay.
Absolutely.
We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, it is 7:40 in the morning, 32 degrees out there. We'll be right back.
Slow down, you move too fast.
Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. I've changed my Saturday show, Positively Healthy, to include more local chiropractors. Listen to Dr. Todd Royce, Dr. Maria Salas, and me. We're on Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock. Be listening to Positively Healthy, and you might just learn something that could change your life. Again, that's Positively Healthy here on KCNR 1460.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting, and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website, and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making Your Website a Game Changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we set sail on Princess Cruises' beautiful Ruby Princess through the British Isles from August 15th through the 27th, 2014. Come be a part of our exciting adventure with a salute to the Veterans Cruise.
On August 15, 2014, we embark from London. For 12 days, we visit exciting ports, including Cork Island, where you can kiss the Blarney Stone.
Also offered during our salute to the Veterans Cruise are several historical shore excursions, such as attending the world-famous military tattoo held at Edinburgh Castle in Scotland and walking the beaches of Normandy where D-Day occurred.
Call Avanti Travel now at 244-1400 to reserve your space for this once-in-a-lifetime adventure. When you reserve early, you receive stateroom upgrade, specialty dining advantages, and extra onboard credit. It's our salute to the Veterans Cruise, August 15, 2014, to the British Isles for veterans, family, and friends. Call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 and reserve your space now. And join us as we make memories. CST number 2007495-40, Bermudan Registry.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. And, good morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Spray Service. If you've got problems with pest control, weed control, tree spraying, lawn treatments, these are the guys to do it. I tell you what, over 20 years in the business, locally owned, they have just done a great job here. And I can't say talk enough about them as Redding Spray Service. Give them a call at 221-3007, 221-3007, or check out their website at reddingspray.com. Weeds. Things to make your lawn better, the lawn experts right there at Redding Spray Services. Hey, our guest is Sam Paredes, Executive Director of the Gun Owners of California, and Sam's going to talk to us about what may be coming down the pike here starting in January.
Well, Carl, it's good to be with you, and we're already starting to hear rumblings of what is going on at the Capitol. As a matter of fact, Senator Mark Leno of San Francisco was on a radio program last week, and he was saying, quote, "For the life of me, I don't understand why anybody would want or need a semi-automatic gun." Well, the governor happened to veto a bill this year that would have banned most semi-automatic guns in the state of California, but I believe that Senator Leno is going to modify that bill so that it meets the requirements to be considered again through the legislature, and they're coming after the semi-automatic guns. They know nothing about them. They don't realize that probably over a third of all guns owned are semi-automatics of some type, and they believe that somehow because the gun loads itself or chambers itself that it is more dangerous than any other gun out there, and so it doesn't matter that the recent disasters that have happened, the recent tragedies, mass shooting attempts were committed with pump shotguns, guns that are not semi-automatic, you don't hear too much news about
you
those.
Don't. I tell you what else you don't hear, Sam, on this is that a lot of them have got far left views. And I'm not even concerned about that, but almost all of them have had or on some kind of psychotropic drugs. They've got problems, and they're either coming down off it, or they've overdosed, but there's a direct link between that and the shooting. And yet, I don't seem to see a lot of that out there.
No. There are two common denominators in virtually every mass shooting that has happened over the last couple of years, actually. One is, as you say, they have been on some sort of psychotropic drug, psychiatric drug, whatever you want to call them, some sort of mind-altering substance that was prescribed to them. And the other one is that virtually all of these occurred in gun-free zones, target-rich environments, places where they could go and do what they're going to do and know that they're not going to be opposed by anybody. That's a plain fact. And if we do create more gun-free zones, we're going to create more opportunities for people who have a mental illness and or decide to do a criminal act to go out and do it, and they will be able to accomplish their deeds before taking the cowardly way out and killing themselves.
Well, let's look at what happened in Nevada here in Henderson. Mm-hmm. And it's a tragedy. This young man who came in and was just railing on Facebook and or his blogs, whatever things about, Republicans and all this kind of stuff, goes into this high school and tragically shoots this girl, but an armed guard confronts him. that's in there, and he took his own life at that point.
Right.
If I've got those facts right, this is what I've read and the way I understand it, that they had an armed guard, and as soon as they heard it, you know, the guard charged at the, you know, at the individual, got to where the individual was at, and then he killed himself. So it prevented, perhaps, who knows, more tragedy.
You're right. Just like in Clackamas, Oregon, 1 week before Sandy Hook, a guy who stole an AR-15 went into a mall and started shooting, and before he was able to kill anybody, a armed citizen, a legally armed CCW carrying citizen, pulled his gun and pointed it at the shooter, and the shooter stopped assaulting everybody and killed himself. So the use of firearms to combat and confront people who are committing these crimes has proven to be an effective deterrent, an effective vehicle toward stopping them and ending the crisis. And that's a lesson that we know is a fact, but the people who we are opposing will not acknowledge. And that's going to be one of our challenges, is to put that in their face and drive it home.
Okay. Our guest is Sam Paredes, Executive Director of Gun Owners of California. When we come back, Sam, I want to talk about recalls. And,
sure.
And the, you know, that this, there was threats of that, before mm-hmm. Brown vetoed those bills. But let's talk a little bit about that.
Sure.
Carl and Linda Bott, it's 32 degrees out there. It's 7:50 in the morning.
And we'll be right back.
Sleep apnea sufferers, are you tired of your CPAP machine? Are you tired of the noise, the discomfort, the inconvenience? A new non-surgical, non-CPAP FDA-cleared option that is covered by most medical insurance plans and Medicare is just a phone call away. Win the battle against snoring and sleep apnea with this exciting breakthrough treatment. Think about it. No more annoying hose and mask. No more traveling with a CPAP. You'll be able to sleep in any position you want. You'll be able to drink a glass of water. You'll sleep so much better. You'll think it's the difference between night and day. And you're reducing the risk of potentially fatal problems associated with sleep apnea.
Call Redding Sleep Solutions today at 710-9400. Sleep better. Feel better. Call today at 710-9400 or visit snoringisboring.com. Call Redding Sleep Solutions today at 710-9400 to schedule a free consultation. That's 710-9400 or visit snoringisboring.com.
Saturday on KCNR 1460, it's state championship football on your radio. Redding's own Enterprise Hornets put their undefeated record on the line one last time as they take on the Chaminade Eagles at the StubHub Center in Carson. Coverage of the CIF Division II state championship bowl game presented by Farmers is brought to you by Five Star Bank. Pregame starts at 3 p.m., kickoff at 4. It's the Enterprise Hornets and the Chaminade Eagles, and it's live on the North State's radio home for high school football, KCNR. 1460.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Alexandra Russo, and my husband, Dr. Dan Russo, as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. We believe health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m., or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Good morning. Oh, yeah. That feels good. Light the fire. I'm going to get out of bed right now and just have a fabulous day. It's 7:54 in the morning. It's the 18th of December. You're going to have that cold morning that's going to be like, yeah. This portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. And they have the best in-store deli and the largest selection of natural foods and supplements in the North State. They are your nutrition experts. Give them a call at 244-9141 or go by and see them. 221 Locust Street. Now, we're thinking about vitamin D right now. There's an article about vitamin D. This is the season where we get low on vitamin D, so find out about that. They have some really some wonderful people in the vitamin aisles that are going to really let you know what you're going to need to take. Hey, Sam Prentice is our special guest. And, Sam, I've been sitting by and listening, and I want to know why I can't get any 380 ammunition.
Oh, that's very interesting. I've been trying to come up with 1,200 rounds of 380 here for the last month. And the actual truth is that 380 is a little lower on the totem pole for the manufacturers. They have put all of their efforts into the 223, 45 ACP, 9mm, and 40 Smith & Wesson. And they're only now beginning to catch up on the 380s. And probably between now and the first of the year, we'll start to see that back on our dealers' store shelves. And Linda, while you bring that up, I want to encourage all of your listeners, all of our supporters and friends, to go out and buy whatever rifle or shotgun you've ever wanted that you don't want the state government to know you own. Because January 1st, state of California is going to start registering the ownership of long guns when you buy one or you transfer one. So if you want a shotgun or a rifle that you don't want the government to know that you have, go out to your local gun store. There's a bunch of great ones right there in all around Reading.
Our buddy's at Bastiani Arms, and he's got them. He's got them for sale right now. And ammo.
And specials.
Go get them. Yep. Go get them, and the government won't know that you have them, and it'll be perfectly legal. But after January 1st, they will start a new database and keep that information for their own little purposes. That scares the heck out of me.
Yeah.
That's
interesting. We dropped by there yesterday, and it was,
Bastiani Arms?
Yeah, we watched it, exactly. And they didn't have any 308. It's hard to get a hold of. 380, excuse me, but we were talking about a 308. But anyway, 380. So the numbers get all mixed up for me, you know. I know Carl's still trying to explain to me. I know it's
well, you can't buy 22 either. And this is the, it's the most, I don't think, I'm convinced, and I've listened and listened, but I've also read a lot from the ammo makers. This is not a government conspiracy. It's that we've got 100 million gun owners. We've got a rise of women owning guns of 46%, and people are buying a lot of weapons, and then they buy a lot of ammo to shoot with it. And instead of buying maybe three boxes, now they're buying a case. So it's.
That's correct. That's correct. With 22 ammo, the government doesn't use any 22 long rifle to speak of, except for competitive things. But people have changed their buying habits. Instead of buying, like you said, one or two or three boxes at 99 cents a box or 50 rounds of 22, they're buying a brick, 500 rounds, or two bricks. And that's completely changing the flow of commerce with regards to ammunition. So, that's the reality, and we have to be there in line when they stock the shelves so that we can buy our three bricks of ammo.
Yeah, are we getting? Is it getting harder for us to be able again? Forgive me for kind of not knowing this. That's why I'm asking. Is it getting harder to order online, ammunition through the mail?
Right. So far, it is still completely legal, and if they have it available in their stocks. It is legal for them to ship it to you and for you to receive it at your home or your place of business through the mail, UPS, FedEx, whatever method you want. It is legal. But next year, Senator De Leon is going to bring up his bill again in order to make that illegal and require us to register every round of ammunition that we buy. So get it now while you can and order it.
Well,
and even if it's back ordered, tell them, I want to order it. So,
Well, that's the problem. People's fear of this, they're just going to keep going and going. That's why people buy more and more stuff. That's why it's like a run on it. I mean, President Obama should be given an award by the gun industry for being their best salesman.
Yes, that, as a matter of fact, I believe the National Shooting Sports Foundation gave that to him after taking it away from former President Bill Clinton, who signed the assault weapons ban. And now the President Obama has created the greatest run on guns.
Hey, Sam. Sam, we got to run here.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Sam.
And Sam,
Merry
thank-
Christmas, please.
No, thank you so much for always coming on KCNR and being, you know, our voice of reason and where we really stand on, you know, firearms and ammunition and all of that. Sam Paredes, thank you so much.
I love you folks. Merry Christmas to you. Lord's blessings for a great new year, and I look forward to talking with you in a couple of weeks.
Keep up the good fight. All right. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Dubai, KCNR 1460.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
On news, I'm Wally Hines in Washington. We could have a budget by the end of the day. Arizona's John McCain says he will vote for that compromise bill, despite some concerns with a provision that impacts some military personnel.
I admit it's not perfect. I think it's caused heartburn for all of us. One potentially problematic provision, and it is problematic, would slow the growth of cost of living adjustments for working age, and I emphasize working age, military retirees.
Yesterday's Senate vote to cut off debate virtually assures that bill a final passage. The president's popularity has taken another big hit. A just-released poll of voters in Iowa put the president's approval rating at its lowest point ever. Just 38% approve of the job he's doing. A whopping 59% disapprove. It is close to the lowest rating in any state polled by Quinnipiac. Also at SRMnews.com, NASA has developed a plan to fix a broken cooling line on the International Space Station.
The program managers finally just said that, you know, we've done enough work. We've given it best effort. It's easier now just to go ahead and conduct a series of spacewalks, actually just replace the pump. So that's what we're going to do.
Repairs could mean up to three spacewalks, including one on Christmas Day. A bit of a political surprise in Washington, where longtime Virginia Republican Frank Wolf says he won't be seeking re-election next year.
Wolf has served more than three decades in Congress and was first elected in 1980. Wolf, who is 73, is the dean of the Virginia Congressional Delegation. He says he plans to work on issues of human rights and religious freedom when he leaves Congress.
Utah Democrat Jim Matheson and Iowa Republican Tom Latham also announced plans not to seek re-election. 10 inches of snow in some coastal areas of Maine overnight, but much of the mid-Atlantic about to warm up. The mercury could climb to 70 this weekend here in the nation's capital. Feds wrap up a two-day meeting here in Washington today. Most economists predicting no change in policy. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Looking for a great price on a new hardwood floor?
Every floor in every store is on sale now at Lumber Liquidators in the Vier Flooring Clearance. Clearance flooring is just 19 cents a square foot. First quality laminate, just 39 cents. Prefinished hardwood, $1.39. Plus bamboo, hand scrape. If it's in stock, it's on sale. And get special extended financing. Hurry, these incredible deals will not last. Sale starts Thursday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store today.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
The nation's top high-tech companies are urging President Obama to move aggressively on reforming government surveillance.
CEOs from Google, Twitter, Apple, and other leading technology companies voiced their concerns about surveillance during the White House meeting. Some of the companies in attendance have called on the president to curb surveillance programs that gather vast amounts of the American people's data. The White House says the presidential meeting was focused on repairing the healthcare.gov website, but the NSA was also on the agenda. Greg Clugston, SRN News, Washington.
Documents say Carnival Cruise Lines knew about the risk of leaks from engine fuel hoses and recommended taking precautions in an ill-fated ship that caught fire with 4,000 people on board. There were no injuries, but the Carnival Triumph had to be towed to port after becoming disabled. You'll recall reports from some of the passengers of raw sewage flowing in the hallways. This is SRN News. An attorney for an Indian diplomat who claims she was mistreated by police in New York says his client should never have been arrested.
The allegations here are of a minor character. It's surprising to me that criminal charges were brought at all, and at any rate, we expect, if there isn't a diplomatic resolution, we expect complete vindication.
The woman who serves as India's deputy consul general in New York was arrested on charges she submitted false documents to obtain a work visa for her housekeeper. A Colorado sheriff says the high school student who critically wounded a classmate before killing himself may have planned to attack five rooms inside that school. The space race film, The Right Stuff, and the Disney classic Mary Poppins among the 25 films that will be inducted into the Library of Congress National Film Registry this year. Films are chosen for their cultural, historical, and cinematic significance. More details at srmnews.com. From Washington, I'm Wally Hines.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBod. Good morning, 8:05, December the 18th. It's a Wednesday, of course. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com with our chat room. Good morning, Angel and Onion Grower and Son and Mothers and others. Let's start off with, hey, let's go to Chris Lesondak with our Wells Fargo advisors about what's happening on the market. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. Well, we're an hour and a half or so into today's trading, and the markets are modestly mixed. We're currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 41 points at 15,917. The S&P 500 is adding 1 point at 1782, while the NASDAQ Composite is down 5 points at 4,018. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 178 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple's down $9.64 at $545.35, Microsoft off 49 cents at $36.03, Facebook down 40 cents at $54.46, while Intel's up 24 cents at $24.90. Of local interest, Safeway down 11 cents at $32.36, Home Depot's up 38 cents at $79 even, while Reading Bank of Commerce is unchanged at $5.49. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.88%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.35. Oil's up 52 cents a barrel at $97.99. And precious metals are higher, with gold up $1.16 an ounce at $1,230.76, while silver's up 7 cents at $19.94. This is Chris Lesondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05, right here at KCNR. And as Chris just displayed, and a great deal of information that our neighbors have. That's right, our neighbors right here in town. You want somebody that understands you and gets to know you, and it's not some voice, disembodied voice over the phone. That's our Wells Fargo Advisors. Give them a call at 530-243-7561, 243-7561, or check out, go on down to Park Marina Drive.
That's right.
To their offices.
What should you do with your moolah?
Moolah. Yeah, I was going to invest $100 million with them, except I did not win the, lotto.
Our goal was we were going to put a bunch of money in for the police department and anything veterans. So that would have been increasing clouds today with temperatures around 61. It's currently 32 degrees in the downtown studios. If you're just tuning in, good morning here on KCNR 1460. Slight chance of showers this evening with 38 of the low. We have windy day. The forecast is about 53 tomorrow with a windy day, breezy evenings. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are our warm friends. Chuck and Judy Kinney have been local owners here since 1997. So if you need anything that has to do with propane or gas, give them a call at 365-3793.
You know what? The gift this year, of course, is rest and sleep. And we're, of course, talking about our sleep number bed. And my sleep number is 35.
Well, let me tell you about the other day. We got the adjustable pillows, the
AirFit pillows.
Fit pillow. And at first I was like, I don't know. You get used to something. And I you bring in something new. It's a mattress, a pillow. And the pillow, you know, you can, again, let the air go in and out of how much you want with the pillow. And I'm finding that I'm really liking the support of the pillow. So anyway, those are 40% off right now. It's a special sale that we've got going on. Sleep Number, stores, which is located in the Target Shopping Center right behind McDonald's. And, right now they also have specials on, their mattresses. And if, you know what's really cool? When you walk into the store, you have sleep experts there and they'll take you, and put you on the mattress and you can find out through infrared what your number is. So I know that I've been, staying at 45 and I'm loving my nights of sleep. I can't wait to get home and get into my Sleep Number bed where I can get a great night's sleep. Makes a big difference, boy.
Made in the USA. Guaranteed, and right here in the Target Shopping Center, right next to the Vitamin Shop, our Sleep Number store. All right, here we're going to take a quick break, and we come back. We have with us Dan,
a very special guest
Dan
on the phone.
Dan Fagan is with us, and he's going to be our newest
announcement after the break, huh?
Our newest host here at the great KCNR, our local community radio, the pulse of Shasta County. We'll be right back.
The Clover Fire was devastating for many. Haven Humane Society was there to help. In cooperation with the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, we responded to the area and were able to evacuate over 100 animals and help dozens more in the fire area remain safe until their family was able to return. We want to thank this wonderful community. Without their support and donations, we would not have been able to help. Our best wishes go to the fire victims and their families, two and four-legged. With your continued support, we will be ready to once again help our neighbors if the need arises. Please donate to Haven Humane Society. Thank you.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Like your turkey deep fried? Well, just for the holidays, you can take your used cooking oil to the City of Reading Household Waste Facility and dispose of it absolutely free. Don't pour the oil down the drain or put it in the trash. Pour the cooled oil back in the jugs it came in and take it to the City of Reading Transfer Station at 2255 Abernathy Lane. They can take cooking oil Tuesday through Saturday between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. through January 15th. For more information, you can call 224-6201 and enjoy that turkey.
Hey, Rick, what are you doing?
Howdy, neighbor. Blowing my leaves into the storm drain.
Well, that's the wrong way to get rid of them.
All the neighbors do it. No one's going to care.
Well, no one except for the person that has to unclog the storm drain.
Oh.
Dumping or blowing your leaves in the street will plug our storm drains and can cause flooding when it rains.
How'd you get so smart?
It's true. Leaves and debris plug the storm drains. Pick them up and put them in the green waste bin. This is a public service announcement from Reading Public Works.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl, Linda Bott, 8:14 in the morning, 32 degrees out there. Hey, you're looking for ammo and you're looking for, weapons on sale. Bastiani Arms on Larkspur, head on down there. He's got ammo, he's got weapons on sale, SIGs, he's got, Desert Eagles. car, pistols. He's got a number of weapons and that are on sale. Go down and check it out. But he's got ammo too. Most varieties, not probably all of them, but he's got ammo. And he doesn't jack the prices. So that's Bastiani Arms on Larkspur. Hey, my guest, Dan Fagan. Dan, good morning.
Good morning, Carl and Linda.
Hey, we're so happy to have you here and on the air with us. And today we launched the voice of
Dan Fagan.
Well, it's a real honor to be a part of your team, and I'm really looking forward to the first of the year when we kick the show off.
Well, Dan's going to be joining us next year, beginning of next year, with his show. And but Dan, this is not you're not a novice at this.
No, I've worked in the media most of my life. I've hosted a talk show in Anchorage, Alaska, for about 6 years. I've been a news reporter most of my adult life. I've had my own TV show. I've taught journalism at a college level. I was a Sunday columnist for the Anchorage Daily News. So I've worked in the media a long time. I'm 53, and you can do the math. So I've been doing this quite a while.
Now, tell us, you know, when people start talking about a talk show that you're going to have, talk to us about what it's going to be about and, you know, what you believe.
Who you are.
Well, you know, I've always run my talk show by one simple rule. If I'm interested in it, then I talk about it. If I'm not passionate about it, if I don't care about the issue, it's very difficult for me to engage in a discussion about it. So, I'm just a regular guy. I think I have the same interest that most people do. And if there's something out there that's interesting to me that I think is something that should be explored and talked about, we bring it up on the show. And, you know, nothing's off limits. We don't limit the show to just politics or anything like that. We'll talk about anything. And the beauty of talk radio, and it's been called America's immune system. The beauty of talk radio is that whatever opinion I present on my show, unlike the networks and unlike the television shows and unlike the newspaper, I have to defend my position. And we love that. We love when people call up who have a different viewpoint and who want to challenge me on what I believe. And that's what I think makes talk radio so important, because you get to hear both sides.
Well, I think so, too. At least, you know, we try to do that. So we get, you know, all viewpoints in here. Being in Alaska is going to be a little bit different here up in Northern California, I think, than Alaska.
It was cold. It was cold. Yes. There was some snow in Redding last week, and it reminded me of Alaska. The thing about Alaska, when it snows in October, it doesn't go away till April. Yeah. Unlike Redding, where it melts. So it's going to be a big difference. But Alaska is a great place. It's a wonderful state. It's really, Carl and Linda, a lot like Alaska, and it's very scenic. There are mountains. The people there are great. And I don't know that it's going to be that much of a difference in culture. It will probably be a big difference in climate. But other than that, I don't think it's going to be that different.
Probably not that much. We don't have Sarah Palin living next door.
That's true. That's true. And you can't see Russia from Redding.
I don't think we can. I have not gotten up on top of the mountain and checked yet, but I don't think we can do that.
That's right.
Hey, Dan, what would you say that you're, when you talk about, your thoughts on life? I've listened to your shows and, they've used the word shock jock and others in descriptions of you. Would you say that that's a fair description?
No, I don't think that's fair. You know, I have always kind of held a right of center worldview. I believe in conservative values. I believe in what our founding fathers believed in. And a lot of people who hold a different worldview really get agitated with that worldview. And typically they tend to take a negative view of what you believe. And the label shock jock was given to me by the Anchorage Daily News, which is a very left-wing paper, much like the San Francisco Chronicle or the New York Times. And I don't think that's fair. I don't try to shock. I really don't. I just try to present what I believe to be true.
Well, you know, and that's what we try, is to have, you know, be true and then be able to back up what you say. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Dan Fagan is our guest. He's going to be joining the KCNR lineup here next year with his own program of and his brand of what he believes in, as we do another local program. He's in the process of moving right here to Reading, first from Alaska and then from Louisiana. So we'll be right back after these messages.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. If you're like me, finding that perfect gift for my friends and family can be very difficult. Well, as usual, I've got your answer. Why not buy a gift certificate to an NFI Basic CCW, Ladies Only CCW, or CCW Renewal Class? These certificates are available at Sportsman's Warehouse or online at readingccw.com. They're perfect gifts for that gun carrying your life. Want me to send you one in the mail? Call me at 999-1822. This is Ted Leidy wishing you a happy holiday season.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping, order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palo Cedro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Do you think your power bill is too high? What do you think it will be like in 10 years? Advanced Power Reading is your local solar power store, and we have installed hundreds of solar systems. We know how to reduce or eliminate your power bill. Concerned that the grid will go down due to storms, wildfires, terrorism, or earthquake? We can design and build a solar power system to fit your needs so you are never without power. The price of solar is at an all-time low, and combined with tax credits and rebates, your power system can pay for itself in 5 years or less. There is no stock market investment that has that kind of return. When you are ready to take control of your power bill, come and visit us at 2557 Larkspur Lane in Reading, across from Bastiani Arms, or call us 226-0701. That's 226-0701. Or visit us online at advancedpower.net. Advanced Power Reading. You own your home. Why rent your power?
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, let's beat that drum. Carl Lindebach, good morning. 8:23 in the morning, 32 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Reading Crown Motors, your local Lincoln, Dodge, Ram, Ford, Honda, Nissan dealership. Friends making great deals for friends right down there. Head on down to 555 Cypress Avenue. New, previously owned, they have it. They have just a great place to do business, and their service department is absolutely outstanding. Reading Crown Motors, supporters of our city and the people in our city. We'd like to do a big shout out. Rick Bassetti just walked in and then handed us a check from the Reading Colt 45s to help defray the expenses for the football game of the century up here in the North State. Our Enterprise Hornets going down and playing the Chaminade Eagles for the Division II CIF Championships, our own Enterprise Hornets up here.
And where's they going to be held again?
Down in Carson, California. We're sending down Nate. We have the rights for that. And
there was a big fee for that.
Yeah, there's a fee for that. But you know what? So what? We appreciate the fact of people coming in here to defray this expenses. Reading Colt 45s, of course, five-star bank.
Thank you.
Can't say enough about Five Star Bank. You gave a real big impetus for us to be able to do this. So thanks a lot out there to Eric and all the people from Five Star Bank. Okay, our guest is Dan Fagan, our newest talk show host. Is going to be starting in January. You know, Dan, you're being really reasonable and quiet here. I mean, is this some kind of mellowing with age? If that's the case, where's that guy, huh?
Oh, I get passionate, you know, it just depends on the issue, but, I don't know, you know, I'm just myself, Carl and Linda. I don't really try to be a guy who yells or a guy who cries or a guy who's quiet. Here's the thing. Here's what I think people are looking for today. Authenticity. They just want to know whoever you listen to, the guy's authentic. He really believes that. The gal believes that. Authenticity is huge to me, and that's all I try to be. I'm not trying to impress anybody. I'm not trying to be anything. I'm just who I am, you know?
Well, I think you're right. I think people want, you know, I think they get preached to a lot. And, yeah. You know, and they get, you know, they're being told how to feel and how to think, oh, you need to know this stuff. And then you get into people that try to talk over each other. And, and, you know, here, O'Reilly's a great example of that. You know, it's one of the reasons I don't watch O'Reilly anymore is I heard, you know, he slammed somebody one day.
And he stepped all over him.
He stepped on him and it was kind of like, it was rude and there's enough rudeness in life.
So Dan, the question would be if you have a one liner that would be how to describe what the listener will hear with the Dan Fagan show, what is it?
A one-liner on what the show is like.
Yeah.
Compelling would be, I guess, the word that I would think. You know, we really try to dig deep into issues. We encourage phone calls. We really try to allow people to, and I agree with both of you on O'Reilly and a lot of talk radio. This idea of not letting people talk because they disagree with you. Well, there are a lot of people in the audience who do disagree with you, and they want to hear the other side, and they're never going to be persuaded if you just talk over the guest you have that disagrees with you. So, you know, we're compelling. We try to be respectful of the guests, respectful of the callers, but yet we also challenge people. You know, we're not going to, if someone's going to call up and say bad things about our military, you know, I'm going to get a little hot and bothered about that. I'll be respectful to the guy, but it's going to bother me, and you're going to hear it in my voice. You know, there are things I'm very passionate about, and I try to control my passion to the point where I'm not disrespectful or that I'm mean-spirited. But it's an exciting show. I it's hard for me to talk about my own show, but I think it works because you know, we allow people to come on and dissent and say what you want to say.
Well, I know that you were, it was a huge success up in Alaska. And, just by the way you're saying, you've got a buddy from up there though, that, you were talking to me about. That became probably world famous now at this point.
You talking about Sarah Palin, yeah.
Sarah Palin.
Well, you know, she's pretty big now. I'm not going to tell you I'm her best friend or anything or that we hang out, but when I lived there, I knew her pretty well. And, I should say when she lived there, she really doesn't live there much anymore. But yeah, I think she's a great gal. I'm a big fan of hers, and I honestly believe someday she will be the president of the United States.
Really?
I do.
Do you think that the media was so set against her because they wanted Obama in there so badly? Was that if she and McCain had run at a different time, she might have been treated differently?
You know, I think there's a point to that, Carl. The media, I've never seen the media so in love with a candidate as they were with Barack Obama. They just, I mean, they were falling over each other to praise him and to, but I don't really think the media likes conservative women. If you see this a lot, especially conservative women who are pro-life, I just don't think the media cares for them much because if you're a woman, you know, you're not supposed to be pro-life if you're a woman, according to the media. And if you are, they really don't like you much. It's like they don't like black conservative candidates. And I think that's probably why the media came after Sarah Palin so strongly.
Is it, are you saying, I think I've read that too. You know, a strong woman conservative is a threat to the progressive side. That a woman who says that, you know, here's what I think about my reproductive rights, this is what I think about these things, doesn't fit into their program.
Well, the narrative is that if you are not pro-abortion, you're anti-woman. And so to have a woman come out as a major candidate and say that she is anti-abortion, that really hurts their narrative. Just like the narrative is if you're a black man and you're for the Republican Party, you're anti-black. And then if a black man or woman comes out as a part of the Republican Party in the leadership position, then they're labeled as anti-black or anti-poor or anti-minority. So that's why I think they went after Sarah Palin so strong.
Well, I think that right now, just this conversation is something that hasn't been discussed, really, I don't think, on a talk show here in the North State. And we're looking forward to, Dan Fagan is going to be our newest addition to the KCNR family. The kickoff is January 1st. We already have Chat Pack friends. We call them the Chat Packers, you know, like our Rat Packers or Chat Packers, are already inquiring, like, when is this guy going to be on? We're going to be doing some program changes, and we know that you're going to be kicking off the 1st of January, so let's just say what it is.
Well, we're going to go in, and we're going to be running in the afternoon from 3 to 6, our drive time, with Dan Fagan.
And we're moving Dennis Miller to another time. We'll let you know when that's going to be. We've got some big changes happening here. But first, we thought, for Merry Christmas, we're going to bring... We're doing some big changes here at KCNR. Dan Fagan is a new star that is in the North State, and we've got him here. And even though he's calling in from another location, you are going to just get, your world's going to get rocked, and we love it. Movement, we like movement in 2014.
Yeah, we're getting ready to take a break, but here's the thing is that when we started KCNR, we said we're going to do as much as we can of local and go with local and a blend of national, and that's what we're in the process of doing. This is local. This is national news with a local flavor. We'll be right back.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping, order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palisadro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR. Currently 33 degrees in the downtown studios, Bob. Oh, 8:33 in the morning. It is the 18th of December, and we're going to
Bob won't look at me.
And you wonder why I haven't hooked the cameras back up yet. Bob won't look at me.
Oh, my God.
There you go. There's the reason right there why the camera isn't hooked back up.
That's what
yet.
Happens when you have these snap shirts. They can be ripped right open.
Increasing.
Hey, look.
There might be a reason there's going to be increasing clouds today. Currently 61 degrees. At least you're not standing here in your boxer shorts. That just, huh? Wasn't that the cutest commercial of who is it again? With the guys in the boxer shorts.
It's Target.
They're cute. Slight chance of showers tonight with temperatures around 38. So the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are our warm friends. That's what it is right now. It's chilly outside with increasing cloudiness.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. Great haircuts, great prices. I can't say enough about DC Tim and the man in black. There. Okay. We're back. I think we're back. We're just our guest. Dan Fagan. Dan, good morning and welcome back.
Well, good morning.
Are you sure you want to do this? You know, this is a certain brand of insanity that we do.
You guys are great together. I've been listening to you all morning. I think you guys make a great team.
Well, you know what? We can. There's times that Bob runs out of the place screaming.
Yeah,
Bad Bob runs out of the production studio screaming.
Yeah, so. And there's times that we want to rip each other's throats out, and we look at each other and say, "But I love you."
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay. You know, are you planning? I know that you've had a number of guests, and I know you've got like thousands of people that follow you. In what you're doing. What do you think your first week of topics are going to be?
Oh, that's a tough one. You know, I always try to stay topical. I always try to stick with what's going on at the moment. So I've never, people ask me that, you know, what is your next week's show going to be about? And I don't really plan that far ahead. I try to stay with what's going on that day or a day or two within the news cycle.
Okay, well, here's one for you. Let's just pretend we're on the air right now, and I'm going to put you on the spot because I'm a caller. Okay, so Snowden is starting to say that he wants to come back to America and that he feels that we have the right to know that these documents with the national security, that the Americans should know that there was some,
they were being spied upon.
Yeah, so what do you think about that?
Whether he should have immunity and be able to come back? Is that your question?
Yeah. Should Snowden be able to come back, have immunity? Because what he did was he said, look, this is what NSA is doing. Or is he just another secret thief?
Yeah. I admire the fact that he thought that this was a problem, because it is a problem. And I agree with him that much of what the NSA is doing shouldn't be done, and it's unconstitutional. My heartache with Mr. Snowden is that he took the secrets. He didn't need to take the secrets. He didn't need to leave the country with them, because that, according, and Carl, you would know this much more than I would with your background, but according to the intelligence officials, this is going to do great harm to the men and women who are working out in the intelligence field, these secrets that have been revealed. And there's just no excuse for that. Anytime you do anything that puts brave men and women in jeopardy to advance a cause, I think you're wrong. I agree with his making a big deal out of this and coming out as a whistleblower, but if he's revealed secrets that's going to put America in danger, that's going to aid and abet terrorist nations, then I don't think immunity is appropriate.
Okay, that's a good, that's a point. The point, you know, the big point is how could you have done this without, you know, taking, these secrets? Like, you know, when you reveal that we've been spying on the, like, the Prime Minister of Germany, her cell phone, and all these other people, and it just caused a great deal of damage to the, Obama administration, but yet, then we find out, this is really the first time that we found out, is that they're into our, email, they're into our phone records, they're into our, you know, Twitter accounts, not, if, you know, if you have Twitter, but I mean, that there's computers that are going through millions of these. They're looking at what you're writing. They're looking at what's in there. And they're, I mean, truthfully, I mean, they are spying on Americans. Now, a lot of Americans say, hey, take a look. I don't care because I don't do anything wrong, but I don't think that's the point.
No. Well, you know, Carl, I believe that there's a movement in this country that is the core of what these people believe. Is that people must be controlled, and you cannot trust people. And it is reflected in every policy they implement, from, you know, your heavy regulation on business, from redistributing wealth, from spying on people, even Americans, because they just don't trust people. And this movement that resides really on the left, I think that they may think in their own hearts that what they're doing is right, because they believe that people can't be trusted. But it's a very dangerous thing to have people in power who don't trust the American people. It's a control versus freedom movement. They're all about control. Where I think on the other political side of the aisle, it's about freedom. It's about, yes, I have a free will and I should be able to exercise it to the point that I don't hurt other people. And that's that whole control movement that resides so strongly in the left is being reflected in what's going on now with all this spying.
Okay, we've got a question that just came in on our chat room, and you'll be, you know what the chat room is. We've been here before.
Sure.
I'm curious what's in the documents he hasn't released, the ones the administration is willing to grant amnesty to get them back. That's a good question.
The documents that Snowden has not released?
Yeah, I'm curious what's in the documents he hasn't released and the ones the administration is willing to grant amnesty to get them back. I wonder what that is.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. That's a great point. It'd be very interesting to see those. I don't trust this administration. And, that's a strong thing to say. But I'm not saying that Mr. Obama and those who are working with him are bad people. I think sometimes you can do things thinking you're doing the right thing, but in reality, you're kind of an ends justifies the means kind of guy, and you're not doing the right thing. And I believe Mr. Obama, at his very core, believes you cannot trust the American people. And I believe he probably thinks, that's why he wants the government to take over the healthcare system, because you can't trust doctors. That's why he wants to redistribute wealth, because you can't trust business owners. That's why he's doing all the things that he's doing. And he very well may believe in the heart of his hearts, Carl, that he's doing the right thing. But I believe that he's very misguided in his worldview and will cause great harm and destruction to this country if he's allowed to have his way.
All right, we're going to take a break right there because I think that that's a what you believe there is that he is on the path of destruction, whether he believes in it or not. But for the first time in the last month or 6 weeks, the American people are agreeing with you.
Yes,
is that he cannot, they do not trust Obama and the administration anymore after everything they've done. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, your host for the Positively Healthy Show. I'm here with an amazing chiropractor who's been in practice for 29 years in Reading, Dr. Murray Coleridge. Hey, Doc, do you have some exciting news to share with us?
Hi, Maria. Yes. First, I want to say it's been an honor to serve the North State community. We have had such great patients over the years. My wife, Gina, and I are happy to announce that we are retiring, moving out of the area, and as of July 1st, you will be seeing my patients. Dr. Maria is my chiropractor, another Palmer grad, and has been in practice over 8 years. I'm confident my patients will be in great hands.
I'm super excited, too. I want to thank you and Gina for all your support over the years and all the adjustments. Thanks for keeping my nervous system healthy, too. So, Doc, what will your shingles say now?
Dr. Coleridge has gone fishing.
All right.
Dr. Maria Salas, HealthWise Chiropractic, 244-9000, 244-9000, on the web, healthwisedoc.com.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Saturday on KCNR 1460, it's state championship football on your radio. Reading's own Enterprise Hornets put their undefeated record on the line one last time as they take on the Chaminade Eagles at the StubHub Center in Carson. Coverage of the CIF Division II state championship bowl game presented by Farmers is brought to you by Five Star Bank. Pregame starts at 3 p.m., kickoff at 4. It's the Enterprise Hornets and the Chaminade Eagles, and it's live on the North State's radio home for high school football, KCNR. 1460.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Reading Christian School. Located just minutes east of Reading, they offer preschool through 12th grade students a Christ-centered education in academics, athletics, and fine arts, challenging students to develop a lifelong love of learning, to grow in their faith, and to respond to God's call of service. We invite you to consider Reading Christian School, where the curriculum is biblically integrated and the teachers are Christ-like role models. You can learn more at readingchristian.com.
Welcome back to KCNR. Let me see if I can do that in rhythm. Yeah, 33 degrees in the downtown studios, 8:45 on this beautiful 18th of December. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Alliance Heating and Air, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Martin and his people just bring in outstanding quality and professionalism to any job they handle. Train experts. Any type of system you have, however, they can fix. They can tweak. They can make sure you're warm in the morning. It's 32 degrees out there. It's nice to have your house at least at 60. They can do it. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. Our guest, Dan Fagan, who's joining us next year as one of our local radio show hosts, because as we are doing, we are pushing local over national. Well, we still have our blend of national. We like that. National news with local views. That's the way we like to think about it. And Dan, it sounds like that, you think that President Obama may be leading in the wrong direction here, as do most people.
Yeah, I do, you know, but I want to be careful. You know, I was watching, I'm home visiting my mother in New Orleans, and we had, CNBC on, and there was a guy on there from the White House, and they were grilling him about all the regulation that's slowing down business, and he was really beginning to aggravate me as a guest, and because he just didn't seem like he was being truthful. And I said something to my mother. I said, you know, Mom, that guy's just lying. Now, my mother, who is much wiser than me, said, how do you know that? Maybe he really believes that. And she was right in that I don't know for sure that he believes more regulation is good for business, which was the point he was trying to make. But my perspective is that when you try to persuade people, and that's what we're really trying to do, we're trying to let people see things in a way that maybe they haven't seen them before. If you try to speculate on someone's motives, or you try to figure out what's in someone's heart, you really are going to go down a dead end. Because I can't sit here emphatically, Carl Linda, and tell you that I believe Barack Obama is a man who has bad intentions. I can tell you that his policies are hugely destructive, but that's because of his policies. But once I cross the line and say, and he's a bad guy, then I can never prove that point. And people I'm trying to persuade will never be persuaded to that, because I don't have any way of looking into his heart. So to me, that's kind of where talk radio has kind of gotten off the rail. A lot of these national shows, all they do is bash Obama as a bad guy, an evil guy, you know, he doesn't like America at all. And they're trying to look inside his heart. Well, you're not going to win that argument. But it is so easy to win the argument that his policies are destructive because they are causing destruction. And to me, that's where I think we need to rein it in with talk radio and the conservative movement.
I think you're absolutely right. You know, when you attack somebody, you know, not only are his policies bad, but he is evil. You can't do that. It's, you know, you've got to be able to draw, you know, then it gets into this thing where, well, you're only doing it because he's black. No. You see, it's easy then when you're saying bad things about somebody, then to say, well, this is because it's racial. And so you've got to keep yourself from doing that. But what you can say is, this policy on Benghazi, this fiasco in Benghazi is bad. You did not react well to this. They said they didn't even wake you up. We lost an ambassador that day and you didn't even know about it to the next day and you still flew to Las Vegas for a fundraiser. You can talk about that. That is policy. Yeah. Those are actions that man makes, whether he's black, white, brown, or purple. These are actions that they take. So you've got to be able to draw that line there.
Yeah, no, I agree. Focus on the action. Focus on the policy. And you're right. Benghazi is inexcusable. Frankly, I think it's probably close to being impeachable. And you can focus on that, and you can talk about that. But what was in his heart, who knows?
Well, that's true. And, you know, again, you know, and I've said that to some people, is that, you know, you don't, you know, that the scary thing is, okay, there's the I guess you could say scary, is that he truly believes what he's doing is best for the country.
It could be. You know what, Carl? He may not. Who knows?
And if he truly believes that, what he's doing is the best for the country, and he's not being led along the path and all this, you know, it's difficult to fight. It's difficult to fight with that one because he's not going to change his viewpoints no matter what kind of evidence is in front of him.
Can I jump back into this assigning motive argument? You know, I've had that happen to me. When I've argued for smaller government, I've had people say, well, you hate the poor. When I've argued against affirmative actions, well, you hate the military. I mean, you hate minorities. When I've argued that marriage should be between a man and a woman, well, you hate gay people. So I've had that done to me. People are assigning motives to my heart, which are not true. And really, it chucks the argument down. I want to shrink the size of government. I believe it's too big. Well, you're a racist. No, I'm not. Yes, you are. No, I'm not. Yes, you are. I mean, that's the argument. It gets to, no, I'm not. Yes, you are. Instead of actually saying, well, the reason I think we should shrink government is because it kills incentive. It gets people into the position of leaning on government instead of depending on their own gifts and talents and earning money on their own. And when you get away from the facts of the argument and you start assigning motives, you lose the argument. And that's why I think it should be something that those of us on the right should also be aware of. The left is famous for assigning motives. Well, let's not do it just because the left's doing it. Let's stick with the facts because, frankly, I believe we have the facts on our side.
Okay. Hey, look, our guest is Dan Fagan. He's going to be our newest talk show host starting in January. We're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we've got Sylvia on the phone, and she's got a quick comment about what happened to the Board of Supervisors last night. I want to hear that, and then we'll finish up with Dan. We'll be right back after these messages.
Just a small town girl. Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at NOVB.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. What can I say about Four Winds Jewelry? It's Christmas time, my friends, and you can get great deals there. Head on down, see Leonard, tell me that Carl sent you. This is a great time to do it. They are located, of course, on Hilltop Drive, and their phone number is 222-2750 at 2225 Hilltop Drive. The only watch repair guy in the whole town.
And a big anniversary.
It's right there, and it's 20th anniversary for Four Winds Jewelry. Wow. So head on down there. Our guest is Dan Fagan. We have Sylvia. Good morning, Sylvia.
Good morning.
Now, at the Board of Supervisors yesterday, we're having this big thing with the Air Board and the quality, and the Board of Supervisors sent a letter of?
What they did is they wrote up a,
It wasn't a letter of coordination, though.
I forgot the word. Anyway, to send to the CARB board.
They sent a letter of resolution.
Yes, letter of resolution. Thank you. Just getting old is not easy. Anyway, they wrote up this letter of resolution, and in looking at it, I felt like it could have been improved, and I tried to suggest that to him yesterday, and I got some very angry response.
Well, you know, a letter of resolution is not the same thing as a letter for coordination. And Les Baugh talked
correct.
About he posted yes. it last night on his...
coordination letter is right. what goes with the resolution to
right.
CARB. Not demanding, but requesting a meeting.
Right. So they be, so they can't just be forced into our, we're going to have to take a tremendous economic hit here. The big thing here is that, Les Baugh posted on Facebook last night, it was a letter of coordination that was passed, but he then had to kind of take a step back on that saying, okay, that was not a letter of coordination. That still can be sent forward though, right, Sylvia?
It most certainly can. It can be, improved.
Okay.
And sent in with the letter, and they have since received the letter that we wrote up for the city of Reading, which anybody that's read it has said it's an outstanding letter.
Well, and it is, and I've read it. So, but the thing is, they need to move forward with this thing too. And
yes.
There was some confusion, I think, yesterday at the Board of Supes. So
yes, to protect the people of the Shasta County.
Yeah, we're going to
imperative
another huge economic hit if we get stuck on that one. But Sylvia, thank you so much for calling. We're going to make this a full show so we can talk about this.
Very good.
Thank
Very
you so
good.
Much.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas.
Merry
thank
Christmas.
Thank you so much. Same to you. When we come back. Let's get to our guest,
Dan. Dan, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
All right.
I'm sorry. There, we had this. We're going through this clean air boards that try. Or they're trying to make every one of our diesel trucks refit. It's going to cost them $30,000 per truck. And the city is fighting it. The Board of Supervisors here, our County Board of Supervisors, is trying to. They haven't quite got it together yet, but I think they're moving forward with it. But, you know, these are the kind of things that have a direct impact on us and our economy. And
this is a state initiative?
A state initiative, the Clean Air Board. And what it is that they're limiting, you have to refit any type of engine built before, was it 2007? So
wow.
You can imagine how much this is going to cost. We have truckers with two or three rigs that it's just going to put them out of business. Anyway.
It's as though these regulators have never held a job or hired anyone or have no sense of what it takes to make a dollar. They just sit there in their office and say, well, let's do this, that, and the other thing without any regard to the impact it would have on people going out there trying to do work.
Well, I think you're right. You know, many times you have people that are elected that have never written they've never had to pay for taxes. They've never written a paycheck. It happens. You know, it doesn't mean they're not good people. It doesn't mean that,
right.
You know, they can't do the job, but they don't have that concept. Or we've got people that have never served in the military making these tremendous decisions that impact on the military. And say, oh, you know, it's not a big thing. Well, yeah, it is a big thing.
Yeah.
So, anyway. Dan, we welcome you to our group, to our happy family here.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Carl and Linda. I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be a great 2014.
It is. We got an election year, so we've got a lot of stuff to be talking about.
We have a lot of surprises that are going to be happening with some new program changes in 2014, but we felt very important, to our listeners that we introduce you. That is something to be looking forward to, kicking off the first of the year from 3 to 6. You're going to hear Dan Fagan. And I'm telling you what, it's nice to have people push up their sleeves and start to get involved where they're back on the chat room and calling and like, let me know.
You'll be the only live talk show host here in Reading at that time, buddy. Okay. So, you can get into it and, get everybody involved. We need to get people involved. This is a big year for everybody and anything we do. So.
Excellent.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to both you two. Thank you. And thanks for the opportunity. I look forward to it.
Yeah, we're looking forward to seeing you again. All right. Dan Fagan coming in, for the KCNR, group of talk show hosts.
And
here.
Just be listening in because we're going to unravel.
Unravel?
Or unleash?
Unleash, I think, is the right word.
Yeah.
I'm unraveled half the time, but we're talking about unleash.
Unwrap.
We truly believe that local, we can compete against anybody. You want to go out there and listen to the talking heads that really don't give a damn about what you think? Well, you know, you can do, continue to do that. Or do you want to talk to people right here in town that you can see? That you can go see at the grocery store.
It's tangible.
And say, hey, why don't we do this? Why don't you do that? Hey, why can't we do this? And you know what? You're right. Or you see them in places and that say, you know what? I think you need to have a show about this, and we do that. You know, this is local radio. This is what you all have been supporting, and this is why we're so happy to be here in Reading, in the North State, Anderson, Cottonwood, Shasta County, and the entire North State. We appreciate it. Tomorrow, we've got Sheriff Tom Basinko on. We're going to talk about AB 109 and a number of other things that are going to be happening, of course. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a free fire morning. Woo!
It is. Hey, everybody. It's good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around. And I'll keep this.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. There's a verdict in the case of a former BP drilling engineer charged with erasing text messages in order to obstruct the investigation of the huge 2010 Gulf oil spill. A New Orleans federal jury has found Kurt Mix guilty of a single count of obstruction of justice, the maximum sentence, 20 years in prison, and a $250,000 fine. Sentencing is scheduled for March 26th. Senate debate ahead of today's vote on the bipartisan budget compromise. Independent Senator Angus King of Maine arguing for approval of the deal.
My favorite philosopher, Mick Jagger, said you can't always get what you want. But if you try sometimes, you just might find you get what you need. And what we need right now is a budget.
The agreement cancels $45 billion in planned spending cuts next year and another $18 billion in 2015. Also at SRN News.